I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Ashley is on the phone, and Ashley is a bassist. What does that mean? She plays an instrument called the bass.
Ooh, wow. You've come so far.
They have it in these things called bands.
Oh my goodness.
Oftentimes there's multiple instruments.
Uh-huh.
Well, she plays the bass in a band that she describes as sort of punk, alternative, rock, punk, mix,
okay.
Rap mix.
No rap.
Pop,
she didn't put rap
pop,
in it. Not
hit,
pop either.
Rap,
no.
Pop, punk music.
Uh-huh.
Is that close to what the description is, Ashley?
Yeah, I think that's a fair...
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect, great. All right, I'll stop trying to figure you out now. But she wants to call a dude named Billy today. She actually met him at a show, and they hung out for a while. Even went back to her place and made out, but now she's not hearing back from him. She thinks maybe her art collection kind of weirded him out, but other than that, everything seemed to be going fine. All right, Ashley, I'm about to give him a call. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I cannot believe this guy isn't calling you back, because everyone knows the hottest member of the band is always the bassist.
Obviously.
Seriously. You deserve a call back.
Thank you.
Or I will go out with you later.
Yeah, apparently. Sounds like it.
I have a thing for bassists. I can't help myself. That's a no. All right, we'll move on.
No,
Brooke just got rejected.
I know, this is all awkward now.
Not the first time.
Well, let's call Billy and see how that goes. See if that goes any better. Here we go, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Billy, please?
This is Billy.
Hey, Billy. How you doing, man? You just waking up?
Yeah, I was taking a little nap. Who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Sorry to disturb your sleep, man.
Yeah, no problem. Why'd you say you guys are calling?
I'll explain. My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show, okay?
Okay.
And we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I haven't heard of that. I mean...
Even if you did, you probably wouldn't even know it right now. You sound like you were in a deep sleep. So if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, that person can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Okay.
So we got an email about you from a woman named Ashley.
I know an Ashley.
Okay.
Okay, and the Ashley that we're talking about is hopefully the same one that you say you know. She plays the bass in a band.
Okay, yeah, I know her.
Yep, and you guys hung out the other night. You watched her show, hung out at the bar, and then made out with her at her place?
Okay, yeah.
He's like, yeah. Okay. I'm on the same page as you, finally.
Sounds like you're starting to get with it some more. Well,
good morning.
Ashley emailed us because she hasn't heard back from you, and she wants to know if she did something wrong.
Oh, okay. She texted me a few days ago, and I don't know if I should really get back to her. I mean, it was a good time, but I don't know, you know?
What's making you question it?
I don't know. I mean, we went back to her place after her show, and, you know, everything was great. We talked quite a bit. We made out a little bit. It was cool. It was a good time.
Yeah, she told us all of that. So she thinks the problem is she had a bunch of weird art. And it kind of creeped you out or weirded you out some way.
Actually, that was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Okay, so it's not the art. What is it then?
Because it sounds like you guys have a lot in common.
I don't know. At the end, things just got kind of weird, you know?
Okay, what specifically happened at the end?
We got done making out. We kind of went just chilling on the couch, kind of chatting, started to get tired.
Sound like a tired guy a lot. So I can see you needing to leave.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was late. It was probably around, like, I don't know, 1:45, 2 or something at that point. So I had a legitimate reason.
Okay.
But I said, I probably should get going. She's like, okay, cool. Why don't I walk you out? And then I was like, you know, you don't need to, but she insisted. So,
mm-hmm.
So as we're walking towards my car, she got really serious and He's like, yeah, it just looks like I'm going to actually have to be moving out of my place. And she said, like, just being a part of the band just doesn't pay enough. It's not cutting it.
Right.
And she said that she had just lost her day job, and she's just really hurting.
Oh, wow, no. That sucks.
And Billy, don't date broke chicks. Is that it?
All right, then bye.
Yeah, all right, get out of here then. I only date chicks with jobs. My name's Billy. I'm going to go take a nap now. Is that what happened?
No, it was the fact that, like, after that, she actually asked me for a donation.
What?
Like, for rent or for food or, like, anything I could help out with.
A donation?
Like, she set up her own GoFundMe page and she wanted you to contribute?
Essentially, she went old school. She asked me to walk to an ATM with her.
What?
Wow.
Hold on.
Yeah.
She
looked like she was about to cry. And so I was like, I felt compelled in that moment to give her some money. So I actually gave her $300.
$300?
Bro, I thought you were saying 20
Damn.
Bucks.
I mean, I felt like we really connected up until that point. And like, I felt like this is a chance for me to do a good deed. So I gave her $300. And I actually felt pretty good about it at that point. But
okay.
It really wasn't until, like, I got home. I was talking to one of my roommates about it, and he was like, dude, you are an idiot. You just got played. I didn't really think of it that way, like, because we had such a good chemistry. But I was like, dang, did I? You know, I was kind of going back and forth about it. And, like,
I mean, it is kind of shady sounding if you just meet somebody and they ask you to give them some money. Did she specifically ask for $300, or that's what you just decided to give her?
I just gave her $300. She didn't really say a specific amount.
Wow.
Okay, baller.
That's a lot.
Hold up, though. Yeah. Billy, you were okay with donating $300 to her. You, at that point, were still thinking you guys would hang out again?
At that point, I was thinking it because I hadn't even thought about being played at that point. Like, I was like, okay, this girl is really cool. And, like, just the look on her face looks so genuine. Well, I don't know. Maybe she's a good actress or something.
So then it was when your roommates told you that you're being played that that's when you decided not to call her back.
Well, yeah, that's when it kind of kicked in. I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't even think about that. This is like, I've never had an experience like this before, you know, where we have a good time and then someone asks me for money. I didn't even, like, register that.
Oh, I've had a lot of those experiences where you have a good time and someone asks you for money. Usually you make that deal beforehand, though, Billy, not until at the end of the whole thing, you know?
You are
take all night.
Yeah.
It's a quick thing.
But, yeah. Billy, you are such a good person that you would still consider dating someone who asked you for a donation.
If I wasn't being used, which I'm, that's the thing, like, I don't even know at this point.
There's a good way to find out if you're being used, Billy, and that's to ask Ashley, who is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Like, she's been here the whole time?
I think so, if she's still on. Ashley, you still there?
Hey.
Hey, Ashley.
Billy, that wasn't my intention. Do you really think that I was just using you?
I mean, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think?
I mean, it sounds kind of weird, but, I mean, we haven't heard Ashley's explanation,
to
so.
To me, it sounds weird using the word donation and not loan.
Yeah, Ashley, why don't you, I mean, were you trying to just get money from him?
No, he offered. And honestly, you know, everybody has their low points, and I'm kind of in one right now. And it was just a really generous thing.
When you said that you'll walk him to your car, that you didn't already have in mind walking him to an ATM on the way to get cash from him?
No, I really didn't.
I mean, but you did straight up ask him for a donation. That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you asked him for money, Ashley.
Look, I'm sorry. I was in the moment, and I felt safe with you, and I shouldn't have said anything, and I shouldn't have asked, and I wish I could just give it back, but I've already paid my utility bills with it, and I can't right now, but I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. That wasn't my intention.
I don't really know what to say. I mean, if you're...
I don't know either for you, Billy. I mean, like, you seem sincere, but that also feels like maybe you're just super manipulative,
yeah.
Because I think it's really strange that you would ask someone on a first date for money. Like, you don't have friends or family that could help you out if you're in that tough of a spot?
I mean, not really. My life is kind of the band, and they're all in a very similar boat.
Oh, come on, Ashley. A band struggling? Never heard of it. Never heard of it. I feel you. Hey, Billy, look, there's one way to find out if Ashley's being straight with you about not really just trying to use you for money, and that's to go out with her again. Would you like to go out with Ashley on a second date? We will pay for it.
We did have a good time, so I guess I'm willing to give it another shot.
Really?
Yeah, I realize that things are probably really weird for you right now. This whole situation's weird, and how financially distraught are you right now?
Why are you asking that right now?
Well, how much is your bank account?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is there a specific amount that you like need help with, or
what?
Or, no, Billy.
No, are you offering again?
Don't offer any more cash. Just go out with her again.
But I mean, I feel bad. I like accuse her of stealing, and like if she's really hurting, I can help. Like
no!
I really can.
No, the point is, don't help yet.
Listen, Billy, full transparency, I am not in a good situation right now, but I will figure something else out.
Well, I mean, just, you know, full transparency on my part, one of my roommates actually is moving out soon, so if you do need a place to stay.
Okay, hold on. Just go out on the date, you guys, all right, before Ashley, you move in with Billy, or Billy, you give more money, or whatever you guys are doing. But congratulations, you did get a second date, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it looks like a house on top of that. So good work.
Maybe a paycheck.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.